Well, and do you feel like that part of your life is more alive in you today because you did this?
Yes. I feel that that part of my life is more alive in me today because I took on this endeavor. It started out, like I said, as one story, but after writing it, I looked deeper and went back further to my childhood and found other inspiration. For instance, the title of the book, Barracuda in the Attic, refers literally to a barracuda my father caught in Bimini in the Caribbean while on assignment for the Saturday Evening Post. The article was printed, but more importantly, the barracuda came back in a large box to our house in Great Neck, Long Island. And as a seven-year-old, I just marveled at this wonderful creature with craggly, sharp incisors. It just looked really scary. It reminded me of a Lon Chaney Sr. in a horror movie I saw in a monster magazine. But my brothers quickly pointed out that the barracuda looked like it was missing some teeth and it looked a little old. And basically, my dad concluded, yes, I did capture an old barracuda.
Well, but at the same time, you would probably caution against reading too much of a metaphor into that.
The idea of the barracuda as a metaphor, because the barracuda in the attic was literally placed in my dad's attic in our house, and that was his office. It was a fortuitous metaphor that I had fun with, but it wasn't what I intended at first. It was literally a barracuda. However, I make references to the size of the barracuda, that it, while it wasn't a 400-pound marlin like Santiago had caught in Old Man in the Sea, it was a respectable barracuda nonetheless. One could make a comparison to Hemingway being the marlin, the 400-pound marlin, and my father being more of the sleek barracuda drifting through the Gulf Stream. But that was a fun afterthought. But people have asked me if I'm the barracuda. People have asked me, is there really a barracuda or is it a metaphor? I'll leave it to interpretation.
Well, and one could do worse than having a barracuda in one's childhood.
I still see it in my mind's eye, even though it eventually, through some moves and being tossed about, lost more teeth. And I said it sort of resembled a fish that had been picked apart at a bar mitzvah.